Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So did you hear the question at the beginning? They want to entrap Jesus. They want to entrap Jesus. Now, the reason they want to entrap Jesus is this tax. Now, there were many taxes in those days, just like there are many taxes now. But this tax that they're talking about is the imperial tax. And this imperial tax was to pay the tax to Rome to continue to be occupied by Rome. They were being oppressed, and they had to pay this imperial tax to Rome so that they could continue to be oppressed. And so they asked the question, well, because if you don't pay this tax, then you're not following Roman rule. And if you're not following Roman rule, then you could be thrown into jail. And so they know all of this. And so they ask the question of Jesus, what should we do? And so Jesus comes back and says, bring me a coin, which was a denarius at that time. And they brought the coin. Well, whose name and face are on it? Well, the emperor, Caesar's. Then give to Caesar what is Caesar and God what is God's. The thing is, think about that. Everything belongs to God. Eat that coin, but everything belongs to God. Give to God what is God's. Who we are, everything we own, everything we are belongs to God. Yesterday, well, here in Central Southeast Ohio, we've been having quite a few ordinations, which is really rare and very exciting. Yesterday was the ordination of the Reverend Terry Williams. And Terry is the pastor at Orchard Hill in Chillicothe. And he's been their licensed pastor for some time. And yesterday, he became their ordained pastor. And he honored me to preach the ordination sermon. And so sometimes we have the ordination sermon. Sometimes they just talk about stories. But I had a text, and the text came from Acts, and it talked some of the same things, that everything we are comes from God. So my words to Terry had to do with, you know, remember who you are. Remember that God gave you those gifts. Sorry, this fly just attacked me. It's fall here in Grace where the flies attack us. Yes. So remember that God gave you gifts. Remember that God named you. And remember those gifts to give to God everything that is God's. So that means to give to God everything. Every bit of who we are belongs to God. And as we think about that, it's stewardship time. And as we think about that, some things kept flowing through my mind this week and today, and actually in the middle of the night, some more things began flowing through my mind. Jesus, they want to entrap him. They want to entrap Jesus. They want to get him in trouble. And what does he do? He changes it around. Whose coin is it? Who's on the coin? Well, the emperor's on the coin. Well, then give, therefore, the emperor the things that are emperors, and the things that are God's, give to God's. But think about it. If everything belongs to God, then the world in which we live, we need to be living a bit differently. Just like the early Christians. Yes, they knew that they had to pay this tax to be oppressed. And then they went away amazed at what Jesus had told them. Maybe what this text is about is giving us, no, not Jesus is not trying to entrap us, But maybe what Jesus is trying to do is help us think about what belongs to God. Where are our allegiances? What are we giving our money to? What are we giving our talents to? What are we using our gifts for? See, maybe that's what this text is about, is helping us to see where we use our money, where we use our time, where we use our treasure, where we use our talents. Think about whose image is on you. We're made in the image of God. We're made in the image of God. And so first and foremost in who we are a child of God. What a blessing that is, to be a child of God. Each and every one of us, a child of God. Loved and named where God knows our name. Where God knows the things that we do that we don't really like and the things that we do that we really love, we can't hide from God. We are named, we are claimed, we are children of God. So maybe what this text is helping us see is, how are we living that? How are we living it ourselves, and how are we training up the children and the youth and the new Christians? How are we helping others to see that we are a child of God? So the decisions and the choices that we are making, are we helping to train up others, or are we showing them the world? I love to watch, Carson and Lily started it, but others, to run to the aisle to have their offering to place in the plate. They're being trained up to give to God. I love to see the exuberance when they come running down the aisles to learn about God. How are we experiencing loving one another into being the image of God? Growing up, when I was a youngster, we were given an allowance. And that allowance covered a lot of things. But the first thing that my parents taught me was it needed to cover my pledge to church. That came off first. Didn't matter what else was needed in that time, that had to come off first. You see, my grandparents had trained up my parents, and so my parents were training up us to give off the top. Not to wait to see what was left over, but to give to God what is God's. How are you doing that? Sometimes when I'm at the store and I'm getting something, in the back of my mind I'll get this, oh, do I really need that? Oh, I really want that, but is that something? Or maybe I should be giving this to the church or to disaster response. Give to God what is God's. There was an article that I had been reading, and it talks about how we're training up our children and our youth, how we're helping others to see what is important in our lives. And they offered some suggestions, some of which we do, but one of these is putting money every time in the offering plate. Make it a habit. Another is writing your checks together with your whole family or doing your online giving together. Talking about how the money is used. Also talked about ushering, that having the children and the youth not just be ones that we want to see looking cute, but really offering up the offering. You see, everything we do is God's. And so our celebrations need to include that as well. I'm going to leave you with a couple questions, because I think that during this season of stewardship that we talk about it, but also because of this text, give to God, give to Caesar what is Caesar's, give to God what is God's, I think these questions come to my mind. Who or what has your allegiance? That's shown by sometimes how you give your money. Who or what has your allegiance? How am I spending my money? How am I imparting it on my faith? How is it impacting my faith? How is it showing that I belong to God? There was a suggestion in an article that you take a cross and you put it on, obviously it was an old article because it said you put it on your dollar bills. Well, I hardly ever have cash in my hand. But maybe what I need to do is to put a cross on my debit card so that when I hand it over to pay something or run it through the machine or stick the chip in it, I'm thinking, oh, do I need this? Do I not need this? Am I giving to God or am I giving to the world? Because you see, that's really what it's all about. Am I giving to God what is God's? Am I living my life being God's child? How or what is your money going to? How or what is your time going to? How or what are your gifts going to? My friend Terry, who was ordained yesterday with the laying on of hands, his gifts, he listened, and his gifts are being used for God. How or what are yours being used for? Think about it. Give to God what is God's. Give to Caesar what is Caesar's. And thanks be to God that we live in a world that we can do that, that we can change our habits, change our lives. But no matter what, God loves us, no matter what. Amen.